Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some wheat and garden news and remind everyone of our upcoming Extension programming, like our Farm Safety Day Camp, which is June 3rd. But first, did you know, from the Flint Hills to the open prairies, raising beef in Kansas is a year-round commitment shared by more than 20,000 farm and ranch families. While the work is complex, their focus stays the same, caring for cattle responsibly and producing safe, high-quality beef for generations to come. No matter what your approach to wellness, beef offers a nutrient-rich, high-quality protein that fits into a balanced diet. With essential nutrients like protein, iron, and zinc, it helps support energy, strength, and overall nutrition while having that unbeatable taste. You know the saying, beef, it's what's for dinner. In my wheat news, I want to thank Mid-Kansas Co-op for hosting and sponsoring the Wheat Plot Tour meal last Friday at noon, just before the wheat tour. What a great turnout we had for our annual Wheat Plot Tour in Mound Ridge and Inman. At this tour, local wheat producers got to hear from KSE experts giving out details on wheat varieties, soil health, and disease pressures. I would also like to thank the Gollies and the Schraders for working with me to showcase the different varieties in their wheat plots. If you missed the tour, I do have some notes covering the specialist thoughts and rankings of the different varieties available to McPherson County wheat farmers. This year's wheat harvest will be much earlier than normal, as some will be in the fields by the end of the month. In my garden news, late May and early June are an important period for one of home gardeners' favorite crops, tomatoes. K-State's horticulture expert, Matt McKernan, says tomatoes need support to remain upright. If left to grow on the ground, tomatoes receive less airflow and are at greater risk for disease. Support structures keep the fruit off the ground, and it allows garden space to be used more efficiently and allows the leaves to protect the fruit from sun scald in the midsummer. It's most important to start when plants are small and beginning to grow. For compact container tomatoes, traditional cages purchased at local stores can be effective. The cages often come in fun colors, but tend to be more expensive than building your own. Many home gardeners build their own cages using concrete reinforcing mesh, cattle panels, or fencing to put around their tomatoes. The opening between the wires need to be large enough to fit your hand through for harvesting and allow even large slicing tomatoes to slide through. To keep the cage in place during the Kansas' strong summer winds, add at least one or two stakes next to the cage for additional support. Hammer them into the soil several inches and attach the cage by using wire or garden tape or even zip ties. In my extension calendar, this is the last week to sign up your youngster for the Farm Safety Day Camp, which is set for June 3rd this year. Youngsters will have a fun day packed with safety tips from McPherson County Fire, EMS, police and sheriff, along with farm safety stations set up throughout the day. Again, applications will need to be turned in by May 22nd for our 2026 Farm Safety Day Camp, June 3rd. This program is co-sponsored by KSE and our local McPherson County Farm Bureau and Williams Energy Services. Call the office to sign your kid up. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.